From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin today with the latest on the fate of John Bolton, President Bush's pick to be ambassador to the United Nations. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says he'll stop pushing a procedural move to bring Bolton's nomination to the floor, but he also says he will keep trying to bring Bolton's name up for a final vote. As NPR's David Wellner reports, there is also growing talk of a recess appointment by the president.
Walking down the Capitol steps today on his way to a lunch with the president at the White House, Majority Leader Frist made it clear that he would not be holding any more cloture votes to end a Democratic filibuster on the Bolton nomination.
I don't plan to at this juncture because the Democrats keep shifting the goalpost, and for whatever reason, whether it is politics or whatever their concerns are, with goalposts constantly shifting, me bringing up another vote is not going to change anything.
Frist has now failed twice to get the 60 votes needed to end the filibuster. But despite ruling out any more cloture votes for now, he continues to insist he'll try to somehow get to a final up or down vote on Bolton. Here's Frist talking to reporters at the White House after meeting with the president.
The decision in talking to the president is that he strongly supports John Bolton, as we know, and he asks that we continue to work, and we'll continue to work.
Did he indicate he was ready to make a recess appointment if you're...
That was not discussed. That was not discussed.
Perhaps there was no discussion of a recess appointment of Bolton with the president, but everyone else seems to be talking about such a possibility today. It would mean Bolton would go to the UN only until the end of next year, and without the endorsement of the Senate. Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel is wary of such a prospect.
Well, obviously it's the president's call, but I don't think it's a good idea to send up to New York, the United Nations, a recess appointment. It seems to me the president wants to send a representative who brings with him or her a consensus of purpose and support.
But another Republican, Utah's Orrin Hatch, thinks President Bush should do what he has to do.
Push comes to shove and you can't get the Democrats to quit obstructing, then a recess appointment would be fine with me.
Even Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd, who's leading the opposition to a vote on Bolton, said a recess appointment was the president's prerogative.
I think it's legitimate. Legally, I think he can do it. I think it's unwise. I think it would hurt the president. I think it hurts the administration. I think it hurts the United States to do it.
Ohio Republican George Voinovich was the only member of his party to oppose a confirmation vote on Bolton last night. Today, he urged President Bush to rethink the nomination.
He could make a recess appointment, but I think it would be better for the country and better for the United Nations if we sent someone else up there. And I have every reason to believe that that if he comes up with a new candidate, that we could get him through the Senate very, very quickly.
But other Republicans, including Virginia's George Allen, say they're still confident more Democrats can be persuaded to change their votes to back Bolton.
We need to get the American people revved up, and there are certain Democrat senators who I believe, Democratic senators, who have in the past voted for John Bolton. Those would be the ones that are the key to breaking this deadlock.
Democratic leader Harry Reid today said his party wants a U.N. ambassador as well.
But we want a nominee that the American people can be proud of. Bolton isn't anyone we can be proud of. And so Senator Frist shouldn't have had the first vote on Bolton. I told him not to. He shouldn't have had the second vote on Bolton. So there's certainly no reason for him to have a third vote because it'd turn out the same. He keeps losing ground.
Reid, too, urged the president to withdraw Bolton's nomination and nominate someone else. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.